This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
My name is Chuck McGowan, and I am a partnership specialist for the United States Census Bureau.
Partnership specialist, that's an interesting title. What do you do?
My job is to travel around Western North Carolina. I actually live in Brevard in Transylvania County, but I get to travel around several of the counties in Western North Carolina and really just educate folks, usually starting with the county government, about the 2020 census. A lot of folks know about the census, but usually I can fill in some gaps. And then hopefully when I'm done, inspire people to self-respond to the census when they have the opportunity.
COVID-19 has not been a bit of a problem to the census. Now, how have you been able to cope with this situation we have?
That's a great question. Certainly the virus has had a say in how we do things. Generally, you would have seen census employees out over the last few months at all your events and festivals and things like that. We would have been at the library. We might even have been at the grocery store to help answer questions for folks that may have been confused about the process. And in some cases, we would even have devices that are ready to help you complete the census on the spot. So certainly the virus has caused us to kind of rethink our strategy, and I think we've done a good job, certainly using as much digital methodology as we can. But ultimately, we know that there's still some blind spots that can best be solved by boots on the ground. Fortunately, we're starting to open things back up again, get census employees out to the field where we can actually complete the count and make sure it's accurate for these counts.
Have they actually had to extend the amount of time they were doing it in, or are we still running within the original time frame what they had in mind?
Fortunately, we have been extended. So as much as we want folks to go on and complete this census as quick as possible on their own, our field operations have been extended until the end of October. So certainly folks have until that time to complete the census on their own. But what we tell people is that the quicker you get it done, the less chance you have of someone visiting your house. And in most cases, most people don't necessarily want someone coming to their house. So the best way to do that is go online at www.my2020census.gov. and get that thing knocked out today, and that will help certainly save some money as well.
There's not a lot to it. Basically, if you more or less what your address or your zip code, and you can pretty much take care of it.
Yes, sir. Generally, we say under 10 minutes, and some people will come back and say they've done it two or five. I think if you have a four- or five-person family, you're probably going to be there for 10 minutes maximum. You can complete the census and do your part for the community. And certainly if you don't want to go online, then you can make a phone call to do it as well. But online is the easiest way. It's safe. It's secure. And again, just takes a short amount of time to really do a huge thing for your community.
And it really does. It makes a lot bigger, I would think, difference to our communities than we probably realize. Because it's nice to know how many so they can give us stats and say how many. But those stats really can wind up turning into good old solid cash money for our communities, can it?
Absolutely, sir. Every single person who does, or unfortunately who does not, complete the census represents dollars for your community that come back through all kinds of things, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, schools, roads, emergency services. And I can certainly speak to some specific numbers for Yancey and Mitchell County. But really, we know that counties like that, if they increase their population based on the census count by even a half a percent, they'd be looking at over $100,000 annually in federal government funding coming their way to provide necessary services for the community.
Well, tell us some of those numbers. Start, say, with Yancey County and give us a few examples of what folks might find interesting.
I think the COVID stuff is probably the most interesting right
now.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
And I can tell you that the COVID Recovery Act, Yancey County received $544,000. And they're still seeing money come in for things like daycare supplements for children of essential workers. That money is still coming in. Mitchell County got $494,000 and then received extra money through the CARES Act for transportation to the tune of $164,000. Senior Services, $15,000. And again, those numbers are going out currently based on 2010 census numbers. And that's one of the other things that makes it so critical is that the numbers that we come up with in this census, we're stuck with for good or for bad until 2030. So it's absolutely critical that we get a good count. And You know, I can tell you right now that as far as self-response goes, which is what we're measuring right now, Yancey County is sitting at 46.7%. So of all the information we've sent out to households, just under half have actually responded. And for Mitchell County, it's just a little bit more, about 48.9%, but still under half, under the North Carolina average of 57.8 and under the U.S. average of 61.4. And of course, there's some very specific challenges out here in the West that we have to deal with.
What are some of those?
Well, it's interesting. We, you know, out here in the West, similar to the beach, we have a large population of second homes.
Right.
So generally, if someone has a second home, they would complete the census for the home they live at the most. And if that's out here in Western North Carolina, then essentially we should get credit for that person, per se. Well, because of COVID, you know, we know a lot of folks, whether they live out of state or maybe they live in the central part of the state, they just haven't returned. So, you know, sometimes that confusion piece causes people to just fill it out for wherever they're at the moment. But generally, if they spend more time here, then they should have filled out the census for this address. The other thing is, because of kind of the rural nature of Western North Carolina, we have a lot of P.O. boxes. And the Census Bureau does not send mail to P.O. boxes. We send it directly to a house. So people at P.O. boxes had information hand-delivered, and of course that whole operation was kind of put on the back burner during COVID, and it's only recently been completed. So folks who have a P.O. box may have only just heard or gotten their information about the census in the last couple weeks. And then there's just the geography. A lot of our stuff requires boots on the ground, people knocking on doors. And in Western North Carolina, just because of the beautiful nature of where we're at, people like to put houses in places that may be difficult to get to for the view. So it makes it just a little bit more challenging. Certainly just out here, you don't see just the normal kind of housing communities where there may be 100, 200 houses on one street that are easy to knock out. The geography here just makes it that much more demanding.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow on My Health Matters as we talk more with Chuck McGowan about the U.S. Census Bureau and the U.S. Census 2020 that's being taken right now. Thank you to Chuck McGowan, who is the Partnership Specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau for our area, for talking with us today and tomorrow. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.